And then right here, you can put your little play. All they got to do is run zone. But if they are running man blitzes or anything like that, you're going to move the ball back so I can show you. Okay?
Be back in 2 hours.
What's going on, guys? Your boy, the Dean. Class in session, guys. We're here for 2 hours. Guys, let's get it. Ain't going to be here for long. Yeah, 2 hour show. So let's go ahead and let y'all guys know this show is 100% original, 100% all about us. Just to let y'all guys know, this is nobody's really spitting out the kind of game we are spitting out. Also, guys, we want to see you guys out there. If you get the chance and opportunity, you really want to be a student of the game, go ahead and get your follow the instructions that we show you guys and go ahead and start your puzzle pieces. And if you have done your puzzle pieces already, keep doing them. Don't think just because you do it one time that you understand. You got to keep doing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Dump the puzzle pieces in there, throw the box away, put the puzzle together, and begin to create your communication with yourself. Also, guys, y'all want to call in. The number to call in is 563-999-3056, 563-999-3056. If you have a question, gentlemen, go ahead and put a Q in there. We got you covered, all right? So let's get into the show, man. We're talking about modern men and why they're always, the majority of you guys out there are going to have really trouble in relationships. And this is going on. It's really amazing that a lot of people sit around and say to themselves that women are undateable. It's hard to find the perfect woman. It's hard to find a good woman in today's age and all that other stuff. And what most people don't understand is that the modern man has created what y'all call the modern woman. And if y'all really think about what we're saying today, is a lot of people just don't have communication skills. And a lot of people are actually boring. A lot of guys just ain't got no game. A lot of women just don't want to deal with weak-minded males. But to sit around and say, and it's pretty amazing for people to even sit around and say that it's hard out here to get women and it's tough and all this other stuff. One of the biggest reasons why people have the problems that they have today, gentlemen, is because and again, we look at everything from an I do and an I am. That's where we're looking at things. Very simple, not complicated. But your problem is that most of you guys are living in an I do world. And because most of you guys are living in an I do world, most of you guys out there have never even cultivated a relationship with yourself. And that's one of the things we'll be talking about today. None of y'all guys ever, no relationship with yourself. None whatsoever. And because you don't have a relationship with yourself, you don't know how to navigate or even lead a woman. All y'all do is have boring conversations, man. I just don't understand why you guys think just talking about nothing is going to make a woman say, wow, I want to be with that person or something like that. Too many of you guys get crushed by your own failure, not the failure of women. You get crushed from the weights of no self-worth, no self-esteem, no self-confidence, not living and standing on anything. So you get crushed by who you are. But then it begs the question, why would she want to be with someone who isn't bringing anything to the table, man? Shout out to my dog, Kate Zagan, and everything. You know what I mean? And what I say to y'all guys out there is that this is the problem. Play says, I will get coached soon. I had a girlfriend in grade school, and I was always scared of them and wouldn't talk to them. Why? Well, again, it goes to, it's a great question, brother, but it goes to law zero. It goes to law zero. And I think people don't want to really accept that being a man is in an echelon club. It is a high tier club that only few can get in. Everybody can get in. So you are exactly what you should be because you are what you think of yourself. And you have carried that same thing over from grade school to junior high school to high school to college if you went and outside of that. And there lies your problem. But everybody can't be a man. It's an elite group of individuals that get to play by a whole new set of rules that are outside the confines of what y'all consider gay or women. We don't play by those rules. We don't have to take them out to dinner. We don't have to wait and bend over backwards and kiss that. We don't have to do any of that stuff. We don't play by those rules. Those rules are not meant for men. They're meant for you guys. They were just meant for you guys. And you have to accept that a lot of you guys, it's not that you can't get in the club. It's amazing. You just choose not to get into the club. I'm serious. I didn't say you had to slay a dragon or anything like that. And I didn't say that you have to do these crazy things to get into the club. It's just you choose not to be in the club. You choose not to be a man because you choose not to manage the most important thing in your life, and that's you. You don't manage yourself. But again, that's a choice. Everything you're doing is a choice. So when you get around a woman, which you worship, which you put above your own needs, what do you expect? What do you guys expect a woman to do when you are actually doing that, guys? What are you expecting a woman to do? You expect her to play by your rules and be nice to you? No. You deny yourself into these pearly gates of game. And what hurts you guys the most is that your mindset and how you think and how you move and all that other stuff, okay? Slayer says, how do you know it's always... Okay, Slayer, I'll tell you why. Slayer, I got you. Great question, Slayer. Great fucking question. He says, how do you know it's always a guy's fault? Slayer, you train women on how to treat you. So if she's treating you like a bitch, you trained her to treat you like a bitch. How is it not the guy's fault? Because it is you that walks up on that woman. It is you that reaches out to that woman. That woman, okay, and I don't mean you, Slayer. I'm saying not you as in when I say you. So please, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm saying not you, Slayer. But I'm saying the average guy out there, okay? The reason it is his fault because a man should take accountability for the way he moves and who is around him and how people treat him. How can I blame another woman for allowing her to walk all over me? How can I blame her for that? How does that even work? Okay? And you're right. Everyone's not going to make it like a man, what you're saying, but let me explain, okay? You're absolutely right. You can control certain things in your life. You can't control everything. And I don't teach you to control women. I don't teach you to run behind women. I don't teach you to beg women. I don't teach you to kiss their asses. What I'm saying is I teach you how to have your own standard. See, game has nothing to do with the woman, and that's where most of you get things wrong because most of you guys make everything about the woman. Every move you make is about the woman. Every thought that you have is about the woman. So you're already crushed by your failure. You're okay. You're very successful in failure, and you've been so successful in failing, you think that's just a way of life because that's how you see the world, okay? But the reason it is your fucking fault, because you are the one that doesn't have confidence. You are the one that doesn't know how to communicate. You are the one that worships the woman. So just those three right there show why you automatically fucking fail. Because you have no self-control, meaning that you see a woman, you automatically give her flowers and you automatically put her on a pedestal by calling her beautiful, by calling her sexy and all that stuff. And then when you get around her, because maybe she has a little attitude or something like that, you don't know how to adapt to check her fucking ass at the door because you don't know how to ask for what the fuck you want, okay? You have no understanding of women because you have no understanding of self. So what can a woman do? Hopefully you can answer this question. What can a woman actually do to make it her fault? Tell me what, give me Slayer, please. Tell me one thing that's a woman's fault when it comes to you trying to have a relationship with her. There. See that? Y'all don't even hear what the fuck I said. Most of you guys are too busy trying to have relationships with women. Motherfucking men ain't doing that shit. The relationship, she's having one with me. I'm not having one with her. But I ask, Slayer, let me see here. So are you saying that women respond based off your behavior and how you, absolutely. It's all about you and how you are to yourself. But you can't see that, Slayer, if you make everything about women. Everything you modern males do is make it about women. That's all you talk about. Women this and women that, making everything about women, but never taking the accountability that you train her on how to treat you. And if a woman is treating you bad, you want to work things out with her. You want to go to counseling. You want to keep kissing her fucking ass because you don't have it inside of you to dismiss that woman and tell her to fuck off. So women are going to respond to men totally different than how they respond to an average guy. Because a woman realizes when she gets around greatness that she has only one thing to do is be on her A game. Because if she's not on her A game, she's gone. See, most of y'all guys don't understand all that deception that y'all are living by or this illusion. See, you have to understand, Slayer, what happens to a lot of you guys because of how your mindset is. You have this painted picture of the world of how a woman should treat you. You feel that she should treat you kindly. That's just like me saying the Klan. That's like me saying, you know what? The Ku Klux Klan or an Aryan should give me a hug and shake my hand and be my best friend. You see how crazy that sounds? Because that's a warped sense of reality. See, you cannot control someone's reality, but the reality that you can control is your own reality, okay? All right? Well, Slayer, you don't just call into the show. There's Slayer, I'm not going to bite your head off. Call into the show. Don't type it up. Call into the show. Because I promise you, Slayer, I'm teaching y'all, all you guys listening to me, Slayer. What you type shows exactly what you are. I'm just letting you know what you say. What comes out of off your fingertips comes off of your fucking mind and how you feel about yourself. So please understand that. But Slayer, we'd love for you to call in. We would love for you to call in. And we can talk. But I'll bear with you. If you just want to hang back and type, that's cool. But I will continue while we discuss this. See, most people don't understand that as a man and why being a man is such an exclusive club is because a man learns things about himself. A man learns how to cooperate with himself by collaborating with only himself through building bonds, through leadership, being able to handle through his warrior conflict management, being able to communicate by explaining to the woman what his expectations are. But if your expectations are sex, you already lose because you are very needy, desperate, and judgmental. That's what I'm saying. But also, we not only, and the biggest reason why we influence women, which a lot of guys don't even see or know, is because we influence ourselves. See, most people who can't influence themselves have no influence over a woman. So what they will do is they will walk around on eggshells. They'll sit around and just waste time. And there lies the problem. So what happens to a lot of guys, as we say to you guys out here, you have, and again, and please understand this, and let me say this honestly, you do have influence over yourself. It's just the influence that you have is in reaction, being a victim, and not really wanting to work on yourself to build who you are up as a man. You don't have that in you. And because you don't have that in you, you'll never be the man that you want to be, okay? Because as a man, my words don't ever speak for me. I can stand on my words, but why would I stand on my words when my actions and who I am speak for me? I give you guys a prime example. If you look, I always like to use like James Bond, or I like to use kings and Vikings and warriors and stuff, but I'll use James Bond because most of y'all guys do understand who James Bond is. Bond doesn't say, well, here's my resume of what I can do and all the skills that I have. No, what Bond does is show the woman that I don't operate on the same construct or mindset of the average man. I believe that I am rare, and I believe that I am not easily swayed by a woman, okay? All right, so look at the Slayer. Slayer says a woman has her own behavior and makes up her own mind. She judges and treats you based on how you look because looks are the first thing they notice. And that's a lie. That's a lie, Slayer. Slayer, again, I don't know. Okay, don't worry. He's red pill, but don't get mad at him. A lot of these coke guys come over, so don't get mad at him because I'm going to show him how ignorant he is and what he's saying. So what Slayer is saying and I love my analogy that I used the other day, so I'll use it again if I can find it. So what Slayer is saying, he's so gullible that Slayer will walk to a used car lot, and just because a Pinto is very shiny and looks very good, he will automatically go to the bank and buy the Pinto because it looks good. And that's the mindset of the guys that lose, okay? Because what's funny to me is guys who can't get pussy, as I told you guys before, remember I told you, living in their world, their mind, right? Guys that can't get women and guys that can't get pussy, you guys, for my students on here, I got to explain what this young man is so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. See, most guys don't want to look at the mirror, okay? Because looking at the mirror makes you say that, you know what, I ain't shit. I don't have no game. I have no mouthpiece. I'm just a weak individual that's a loser. And it's okay to be a loser. Just be the best loser you can, and y'all are doing a great job of that. I'm just a loser. So what a loser will do is a loser will find justification in something to take the pain away. And that's what you see right here. See, he ain't even getting any pussy, but he's automatically assuming, okay, are the first things you notice. Now, I will give you credit. Yes, that's the first thing they notice because that's the first thing they see. But that's not what you're okay. Unfortunately, Slayer, and I say this with love, Slayer, because I appreciate you. Unfortunately, Slayer, the problem is that you're trying to look through the eyes of a woman like a man looks at the world, and we don't do that. Women don't operate like that. You think women look at the world like men look at the world. No, women are emotionally driven. Yes, your looks might get your foot in the door, but as soon as you open your weak fucking mouth, you lose. You can take the perfect profile picture, but as soon as you open your mouth or she reads your goddamn thing, you lose, okay? So she doesn't judge and treat you based on how you look, because how you look is an I do. Your personality is what she looks at, and she realizes that you have no standard. You cannot even communicate yourself to a woman by asking her a bunch of dumb, boring-ass questions, okay? So this is what hurts you. But, Slayer, I got to keep going. But great, great question. I'm sorry that you just can't see it. But, again, this ain't for everybody, my brother. You just can't see it. But I appreciate the response, sir. Thank you very much. So what are your thoughts on marriage in the West today society? Well, again, T. Thompson, I welcome you from your cult of the red pill, and I'm sorry that you have been lied to, manipulated, and deceived, but it's not, this is your problem. And let me explain why we are different over here. It's not about me. If it was about me, I would be creating a cult right now where I would say, follow me, follow what I think. Your biggest problem is that you're listening and waiting for somebody to tell you how to be versus somebody showing you how to build your fucking self up and start thinking for yourself. That's what we do here. I show you how to think for yourself. Once you learn how to think for yourself, you wouldn't give a fuck about the next man's thoughts because the next man's thoughts don't fucking matter. But they matter because you've come from a cult where you want to hear somebody else's thoughts and make his story absolute truth because you choose not to create any stories yourself. So you're saying, what are your thoughts on marriage in the West today, society with feminism? What does feminism and hypergamy, because you're listening to motherfuckers that ain't got no game anyway, but you're using words, again, if y'all guys are following me, you can tell the I do's. These guys live in the world of I do, and they will never accept the I am. And that's, I'm just showing you, don't knock them, don't kick them out. But I'm just saying, T. Thompson, I can only agree with you because you're not capable of single-minded thought right now because you have come from a cult that has made you think like its leader, and that's why you lose. So I just agree with that. I don't have time to try to explain something to a wall, you know, like talking to a wall. 224, I'll bring you in 1 second. Jay-Z, just like you again, another I do. Y'all notice the thing about guys who are losers, that they live in the I do world, and it shows why women don't respect you I do guys. Because all you guys are doing is you're looking outside of yourself. I don't have any thoughts on no fucking purple pill, sir, because that shit is fucking fake. It's not real, sir. It, all that shit comes from a movie. So maybe you can wake up and grow up and be more mature and look and take the me pill instead of a purple pill, a red pill, a blue or a pink pill or whatever the fucking things you losers take. Maybe you'll grow up, but as long as you live your I do, you'll just be a loser. So I'm sorry, you lose. My dad didn't know his dad and took his mother's name. So I started my legacy, would have decided my name. But brother, okay, I don't think you understand where you're at. I am not your fucking father. I'm not even your fucking friend. I'm not even your fucking mentor. So this is not about what I think. Fuck what I think. What this is about is you getting your nuts and letting them drop from your stomach and you decide what it is you want to fucking do and stand on that shit. You don't need another man to give you a blessing to do something. You got to be your own fucking man and think for yourself. And this is what this show is about. It's about you thinking for yourself. Stop relying on other men to hold your fucking hand and cut your fucking sandwiches, cut the crust off your sandwiches and shit and tuck you in, man. Nut the fuck up and be a man. 224, how can I help you, sir? What's going on, brother?
Hey, Steve, how's it going? So this is actually about, I don't know, 2 days ago, not the one from yesterday, but I was talking about the girl with the boyfriend who she claimed was in an open relationship and that we had hooked up on Friday.
I don't remember. What's your question, brother? What's up?
Well, yeah, so that girl hit me up yesterday night, right after the show ended, actually. And she was like, this is one of the first times because she had said, hey, you know, if you're free on Thursday or Friday, I would love to, like, ride your dick again. And so my thing
all right,
was, I thought
right.
Because...
So, no, call her right now. Call her right now and tell her what day you wanted to fuck yourself, ride your dick. Call her right now.
No, I'm saying
call
I
right
already
now.
Lost because, like, I already messaged her and all of that other stuff, and now she's,
no,
like, I'm
right
left
now.
On red.
No, call her right now. Call her right now and tell her you wanted to ride your dick. Come on. Let's see what kind of fucking man you are. Because if you ain't that man, don't call me again. Either go call her right now, I'm hanging up on you. Don't waste my fucking time. Are you going to call her right now and tell her come over and ride your dick or not? Yes or no? You say yes or no? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Hey, do that shit right now. Go. Waste my fucking time with that silly ass shit. That's why y'all fucking guys lose. Y'all scared to fucking stand on shit. You got 20 seconds.
Okay. Hello? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
It went straight to voicemail.
Go, okay, bring her in and say, I want you to ride my dick on Thursday. Call it, bring the voicemail in, and we want to hear you say it. You don't slide like that, or you know the show is about accountability. So take your fucking ass.
Yeah, I know.
Ass,
I mean, I called
call her right now and leave her the message. No, I'm hanging up. You waste my time. Goodbye. Get the fuck off my phone. Goodbye. See that, guys? See that? See how simple that is? See that? See, the problem is y'all guys bullshit. Y'all ain't trying to be no fucking men. It isn't, okay? All right? So this is what I keep trying to say. Let's get to the next question. Let's see here. Trying to catch up with the questions, okay? But y'all got a question, y'all call in. Just living in the Matrix asked this question. He says, what do I say to a woman after she keeps texting me after I set the date up with? This is, dude, just tell her, just cancel the date. Just cancel the date. You already, cancel it. Cancel it. I'm telling you right now, cancel that shit because you're a loser. And I say this with love. I say this with love. You're just a loser. Because if you cannot communicate yourself to a woman, why should she want to communicate sex with you? Get the fuck on, man. Jesus Christ, man. Now, wait. No, hold on, Slayer. This is where I'm going to say you're lying. See that, Slayer? This is where I'm going to say you're lying, okay? Slayer, you're not a loser. It's true you have no game. You have no respect, no mouthpiece, no confidence. I mean, I know that. They know that, okay? But this is what you need to be as a man. You have accepted that, but what are you going to do about it, sir? That's the key, dog. Because if all you're saying is this and you don't do nothing about it, then that's going to be the story. That's going to be your narrative. That's going to be your belief. That's going to be your perception. That's going to be your reality. And it will never change, but it will grow on that fucking foundation you have. So the question is, what are you going to do about it? Don't talk about it. Be about it, sir. Let's get to the next one. G asked a question. What are some key dynamics to control the direction of the relationship? Then again, sir, y'all, okay, guys, as I say, and I think I need to start telling y'all, please get y'all crayons out and make sure y'all get your piece of paper and write I am and write I do and see why you guys fucking lose. The direction of a relationship is an I do. Why are you looking at a direction of a relationship when you don't even look at the direction of the relationship that you have to yourself? You can't win in this game when you don't have direction of you. This ain't about these fucking women. I don't give a fuck what they think, but I give a fuck what I think. But see, you don't have any direction. See, like I gotta grab Tyler's shit. But what I want to show y'all again, I shouldn't even say it, Tyler, because I know his ass will come up with some shit. But what I'm saying to y'all guys is simply this. When you have direction of yourself, you automatically direct the woman because at that point, that woman follows your lead. Everything that you do, everything that you say, you see that? Not everything that I say to myself and everything I do to myself. No, no. It's everything that you say, and it's everything that you do. Do you hear that? See, that's what women aren't seeing in you average guys, because you guys are saying to her, it's everything she says and everything she does. That's the problem, because... See that? Because how can a man get under a woman's skin when he ain't trying to get up under her skin? But y'all are trying to get up all up in there, under her, around her, and all through her and shit. And that's why y'all mess up. The key dynamics of control is the man that has control of himself. Fuck the relationship is the I do. Your relationships don't define who you are unless you ain't got no fucking game. So then you base it off of the lack of a relationship where she says no or she's not interested in you. Or if she gives you a little bit of play, you think that you're a better guy and all this other stuff. It just doesn't work that way, okay? Let's see here. Let's keep going. Mr. Muhammad says, according to your title, doesn't this mean that the woman has a hard time having great relationships with the... Yes, absolutely. But, okay, Mr. Muhammad, great question. This is what happened, sir. Think about zebras, okay? Zebras are not the top of the food chain. They got them all at the damn near at the bottom, you know, with the bunny rabbits and the deers and all that other shit. So what a woman technically has to do is sift through all the boring ass basic shit, right? And sift through it, right? And then has to pull you out of that clump of shit and try to clean you up and figure, God damn it, what can I do with him to make him have decent enough to fucking shit, fuck, what can I do with him? And listen, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead serious on this. I'm not trying to, cause I know like y'all motherfuckers think like I'm like trying to like be mean and shit. No, I'm being honest. Like, she's looking at you and she's saying to herself, like, who the fuck is this guy? He has no standard, no laws, no rules, no codes. He doesn't take... What can I do to clean him up and make him what I want to be? So a lot of women just have to clean you guys up and make you into what they find or what they want to be attractive, and they create you and they build you up because you're not even, you don't even build yourself up. So women are going to have relationships, but they're never going to be satisfied because they're only getting what they want, not what they need. So they're going to get married. And like I say, they're going to get their flowers and chocolates and all that other stuff from average guys. But the one key element that they're always missing out on is a man. So don't get it wrong. They will have what they think is a great relationship, but they're not going to have that with the average person, though. It just doesn't work that way. Let's see here. No, that's not true. No, that's not true. Again, that you got to stop listening to your mind. Your mind is fucking you up. Slayer, the game is not about women. So what does it matter how many women you sleep with? What does that matter? What you're saying is that my self-worth is based off a piece of pussy? Come on, dude. This is bad. Come on, dude. You got to wake up from that shit, though. Come on, man. Yeah, I know, right? I know. I'm trying to keep him around. He's okay. All right. Why do you think there are more losers? And what? Because I keep telling you, being a man is an exclusive. Being a man is his own secret society. It's its own fraternity. It's a fraternity of single-minded, independent thinkers that live outside of the rules. All right, I'll give you all an example, like I always tell you. All right, so matter of fact, I can play the clip, but I can't show you the clip. So let me play the clip to give, because you know it's one of my favorite clips, but let me find that shit. Guys, hold on, give me a second. Y'all ask a question about you. Hold on a second, let me see. So let me grab the clip, and I'm gonna play that shit for you, because you don't understand depth and game and stuff like that, but hopefully this clip will help you out. So let me turn that on. Turn on my Rodecaster. That's on. So let me grab this and continue. Let me open up my phone and shit. All right, here we go. All right, so let me hit this. Give me a second. Let me hit this button. Where the fuck is it at? Let me see here. Type that shit in. That button. Now, let me get to my part. Hold on a second. Give me a second, guys. Just trying to pull up the... Is it six? No. It's not fucking six. Let's see here. Episode list. Hit that button right there. Okay, here we go. I'm going to play it for you. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You got to listen to this shit. Pay attention. I want you to listen because this is very important. Okay, season five. All right, here we go. Listen. All right, listen. Here we go. Listen, listen, listen. There we go. There we go. Listen. Okay, so stop. Let me give you an example of what he's saying. On and on going of excuses, fear, blame, staying in your comfort zone, being held down, holding yourself back, worshiping women, putting women above yourself. So I'm just giving you a breakdown of this game off of what he's saying, but it all makes sense. Listen. Okay, stop right there. See, you guys don't understand that sometimes creating confusion is a powerful thing because the confusion that you will have with a woman is making her think that she's actually in control when she's losing control. See, most of y'all got to understand most part of the game is that you always want the woman to think that she's in control because she thinks she's in control because her thought is that every guy is average. So every guy that she comes at, she doesn't protect the front. She protects the sides. Because the guys who come from the side, and she protects the back, but she never protects the front, okay? Okay, stop right there. Everything that a man does is always executed with thought of what he's got to do to position himself in the game. See, we're not, it is, one thing I'm saying is that it has nothing to do with a woman. It's the position that you have of yourself. Listen. Okay, stop right there. See, most of you guys look at power as the woman having power over you. Society has power over you. A woman turning you down has power over you. Everything you do is you give your power away. But see, one that is one of one, who is one letter of one word, of one sentence, of one paragraph, of one page, of one chapter, of one book, of many chapters, excuse me, of many books, he's looking for answers to himself because he is his greatest riddle to, and he is his greatest clues and things that he's got to learn. So listen. The power behind the power. See, the world, the way society has y'all thinking is that they, y'all think women have power over you. That's why y'all created these red pills and all that other silly shit, hypergamies, and because you systematically have given women power who has never even asked for power, but you've given her power. You have moved her to power by making everything your fucking life about a goddamn woman. But listen. All right, stop right there. See, ownership has nothing to do with the woman. It is the ownership that you have of yourself when you actually believe in yourself. But because of your skewed perception and your skewed mindset, you think that what you are is all that you can be, which you'll hear her say that, you know, she thinks the White House is the most powerful place in the country. But if you know anything, you know the families are actually running this world and country. But listen, here we go. Mm-mm. So basically what he's saying for you guys out there, you are not trapped in a bubble. you choose to be a prisoner of that bubble. See, you think that the bubble is your fucking reality because you choose to be lazy. You choose not to work on yourself. You choose not to grow. You choose not to see the world differently. But let me show you one more clip. Let me grab one more. One of my like favorite of all times, because this is when you know you have motherfucking game right here. Let me see that shit. Let me grab the episode. That would be episode 1, season 2. And I want y'all to see this shit. Let me get to this episode. Oh, here we go. All right, here we go. Now I want to pause for a second. I want y'all to listen to this, because this is how men see women. This is how, what you're about to hear is how men see women. And this is what separates men from you average motherfuckers. Listen to what he's saying. Listen. Watch. Listen. All right, listen. Listen, there it's coming. Okay, see that right there? If she does nothing, moves like a nothing, talks like a nothing, and she is a nothing, why would a something mess with a nothing? And that's what separates us from you, because you think she's special because she knows how to put on her makeup. But let's continue. Listen. Do you hear that? I am the state. That means nothing is trivial. I got my hand in everything that is about me, where you guys don't have your hand in anything. You have your hand in everything the woman has, but you never have anything in yourself. As you said, I'm the state. But let me get to the best, one of the best parts I love the most. Hold on. Let me see. Let me find that shit. Can't question the king. Now, hold on. Now let me show y'all something. I got to show y'all one more thing, because I love this. Give me a second, guys. Let me check the phone lines. Oh, shit. I almost dropped the phone. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Phone lines. We only got 2 hours, but I want to show y'all something. Hopefully, I'll lace y'all a game. I'm trying to. Wait. Let me see if I can turn on. What the fuck happened? Okay, let me check the phone lines real quick. Phone lines are clear, so hold on. Let me show y'all something. Even a king can be off his square sometimes, but he has the power to bring himself back in. Now, I want you to listen to this clip. I got one clip, one more clip to show you. It's a very powerful clip. Very powerful clip, okay? So the king is stressing the fuck out. Hold on. One second. Oh, wait, here we go. So. Okay, stop right there. Now I'm just there's some game in it. So the king is tripping the fuck out, but his brother's saying, who permits the king but the king? The king has authority over his life and what he does and what he chooses to do and what he allows people to do to him. But as you can see, he is stressing the fuck out. But I want you to notice when he starts talking about the deer in the woods. Because when he starts talking about the deer in the woods, you're going to see how he's broken at first, but then he comes back and snaps back because he realizes what he is. Now listen. That's him mad. Watch this. Here it comes. Listen. Power lies with you. So his brother said, the power lies with you. Now listen to how the king is broken. But then you need to listen what he's, when he's talking about the deer, because then this is how he snaps back. Listen to this shit. Listen. Watch. Believe it. Now here goes. Here goes. And listen what he says. Here he goes. Starts looking. Listen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here it comes. Find my way back. Not a path I do not know, not a tree I've not climbed, meaning there is nothing about him that he doesn't know about himself. Ooh, powerful, powerful. See that shit? Y'all see that? Do you see how he catches himself and gets himself together? Because even though he might got knocked up a little bit, he starts to realize that I'm king. And you guys don't realize that. So that's why you guys are what you are. But let me catch up with the questions y'all got. Y'all can call in. We're only here for another hour, but let me get to some of these questions. Let's see here. Let's go to this guy right here. Steve, I told her earlier to call me. She, man, get the fuck off. Get your, don't talk to me. I don't want to hear that shit. How do you get better? Okay. Why would you want to connect with a woman emotionally? Do you want to be a woman? Why would you want to do that? That's bad. That's bad. Do you think these, yes, well, no, they exist for one, okay. Let's take all this out for 1 second. Let's just clear the decks for 1 second. And let me explain something bigger. You know, the power beyond the power. Okay. There is this thing called the economy. And the economy must have a trade system of money being moved like this for the economy to keep going. And in order to keep the economy going, there must be some things to blind, foolish, gullible, dumb motherfuckers. And that's where y'all guys come in at. See, as I told you before, because men are an exclusive club, the or those that are in power don't worry about us because there's so few of us around that we are not going to put a dent in the economy. We don't buy flowers, you do. We don't take them out to dinner, you do. We don't kiss their asses, you do. We don't beg for anything, you do. So what happens is, again, power outside of power. There has to be what we call checks and balances and things to keep you guys in line, because the powers that be know that you don't have a fucking father figure, and they know even if you have a dad in the house, that doesn't mean he's a motherfucking man. So they have to blind you and get you to follow blindly with individuals who will declaw and defang you to make you think that what they're saying is absolute and truth. One thing I keep telling y'all, y'all got to do a lot of, you must do studies on cult control, because a lot of you are members of cults and you don't even realize it, okay? So with you guys out here, they exist because you need something to exist outside of you, because your reality is so fucked up and so skewed and blind and weak. You need somebody else's reality to be your reality in order to function in this reality. To do what? To drink your fucking feelings away, your pain, you know, economy. Take drugs, your economy, to buy shit because someone tells you to buy shit. So we all have jobs to do in this thing. Your job is to be a female. Your job is to follow the narrative of the outside world, the I do, Your job is to always lose for the rest of your life until your life is no longer. Whatever happens to you after that, we don't fucking know. But our job is to fuck, live, and be men, kings, warriors, and emperors. That's our job. Our job is not to play by the rules of society. Our job is to make our own society and play by our own rules. And that's why we live until the day we choose to take our bloodline and give it on and take it and pass it on to our sons, where they can keep our ancestry going until we, even when we die, we still live on through our kids. So we're taking two totally different paths. You're taking one path of you're doing everything. And this is the thing I keep telling you. You guys are actually doing the right thing. That's why I know y'all think y'all are losing, but you're actually winning by losing because you're not built to be a man. And that's just what it is. It's a very small club. I'm just being honest with you guys. But let me keep going. Tyler, do you want that open relationship ice cream text? Yeah, I guess you can send it to me. I guess send it to me. Let me see here. Listen, Jay, fuck a pill. I don't give a fuck what fucking pill it is, you dumb fuck. Tell me what was there before the Matrix, you ignorant fucking fool. Tell me what was there before the fucking Matrix. This is why y'all guys are built the way you are, because you're so gullible. You probably believe Santa Claus is real if some YouTube told you he was real and shit. That's how gullible. But listen, stick with your pills and shit. This just ain't for you, brother. You ain't built for this shit. You ain't built for this shit. All right, let's keep going. I gotta catch up to the things. How do you know what pieces of the game still in your long-term relationship? Would you? But see, okay, G, oh, and that is G-E-E, not the letter G, like what's up my G. But G, you're not a student of the game, so you don't know what you don't know. You know what you know. You don't know what you don't know. And then when you learn game, you don't even know what you don't even know. So what you know right now is actually what you're supposed to know based off of your level of fucking thinking. So you're looking at pieces of game, but okay, gee, this lies the problem. I hope y'all guys, my students and guys watching me, you're still living in the world of I do and not the world of I am, because I am not my fucking relationship. I can lose my relationship, but my relationship doesn't define me. You see, that's y'all's problem. You're defined by a fucking woman. What a fucking shame. Let me keep going. Let's see here. Let me keep going. Let me catch up with y'all guys. Steve asked a question. My health is more important than a woman. Pedestals are low, but they are doing better. I don't understand what that fucking means. That doesn't make any sense. Let's keep going. Guys, got a question on call in. We're only here for another hour, so let me see here. Let's see here. Trying to catch up. Yeah, that went over your head, Jay. I didn't mean for it to go over your head, but yeah, it is deep. You're just in a cult. You're just blind, and it's all good. I mean, a lot of shit goes over your head because you're not a student of the game. Let's keep going. Let me see here. I just want to make sure I grab all your questions. I want to catch up because I don't want y'all to think that. You said women judges you based off your personality, not your looks. How can she judge you based on your personality if she cannot see your personality? No. She doesn't have to see your personality because you wear that shit on your fucking sleeves. Okay. Have you ever seen those like olden pilgrim things when they had this thing called a scarlet letter? Like when a woman back in the old, like the 1800s, whatever the fuck it was, when she was an adulteress or something like that, she would have to wear this like letter, this scarlet letter around to show that she was adulteress. She wore a mark that showed the whole community that what she was. This is what you don't understand about women. Since a little girl realize why boys are giving her shit, she started to figure out your fucking behavior. Your behavior is tied, knitted in with your weak-ass personality. So when you ask boring-ass questions, she knows you have no experience. She judges you as soon as you open your fucking mouth. She judges you when you look at her and look away. She judges you when you look at her and, hey, how you doing? She judges you when you don't do shit because men don't work like you. But you have, she has met so many of you in her life, she doesn't have to look and open up your fucking chest to look at what you are. Your behavior tells your story of what the fuck you are, sir. I know it's hard to understand, but that's just how it is, man. That's why I keep telling you, when you motherfuckers think that you guys sit around and think that you could take a photo and put that on the internet and think that you're an interesting person because you can throw a football, you can do something interesting. No, man, that does more damage to you motherfuckers. And also, I keep telling you, especially for you, wait, what's your name is? I'm gonna tell you why, Slayer. Let me tell you why you're gonna fuck up. See, when you get with a woman, if you ever find one, I'm gonna tell you why she ain't gonna fuck with you. Because what you don't understand, you have left a paper trail of judgment. If she looks at your Facebook, your Instagram, or something that you have, she's going to know that you come from a red pill community that hates women. And I'm telling you this about women. Women have this sisterhood. Even your mother is part of that sisterhood. So anytime you say shit about a woman, single moms, or whatever you say, there is a bond that these women have that they will fuck you over mentally, emotionally, and financially just to get back at you when you try to fuck with their sisterhood. And that's what y'all do on a constant basis. Always talking about women and complaining about women and shit. To make sure I'm correct, I am is everything rooted into myself, from myself, for myself. And once I learn these things for myself, well, okay, King, you'll never learn it because you just, okay, if you just learn that crumb from me, do you actually think you can learn anything else by your fucking self when you didn't even know about your core? No. So you won't learn because you're not a student of the game to learn, sir. It's not going to help you, big guy. Let me see here. Okay. Well, and this is, I'm going to explain where you're fucking up. Because I need somebody. I need plenty of bodies. See, I'm going to show you why you ain't shit with love. Because you don't need anybody. And those that are laced up in game, they need a whole group of motherfuckers. They need a community. They actually need a community. And you saying you don't need nobody is why you all fucked up. Because my community that I need, and I tell y'all all the time, but y'all don't even know about this. Remember, you don't know what you don't know. The things you don't know, the things you don't know, then there's things you don't even know that you don't even know. So my community, my blacksmith, my detective, my studio, I need my film room, I need my guide, I need my boardroom, I need my warrior, I need my mental gym, I need my imagination, I need my culinary school, I need my library, I need my senate, I need my warrior, fucking amusement park, marketing team, drug lab. So I unlike you, because I win, I know what the fuck I need, but the fact you don't need anything is why you're losing, because you don't have any game. But that's what guys do when they feminine lash out and say, I don't need anybody, because you're fucking hurting inside and you don't have any direction, young man. That's why you're saying that bitch ass shit. Let me see here. This guy says, network is your net worth. Who are you networking to? Here's the problem. This is a false thing as well. Who the fuck are you networking to? This is what's amazing with you guys that lose. You're saying network is your net worth, but I'm asking you, who are you networking to, Minecraft? Tell me. If you make that statement, stand on that statement and tell me who you're networking. I'm listening. Tell me who you're networking to. I like to hear that, because I love how y'all guys just say shit because you saw a meme or saw somebody do it, but you ain't really living that shit. So Minecraft, I'm going to give you 1 minute to answer that question. You got 1 minute to answer that question, because you know you sound like a little kid. So if you can't answer that question in 1 minute, you better answer that bitch question in 1 minute. I'm going to give you 1 minute to answer that question. Because if you're saying that fucking bullshit, I want to know who you're networking to. All right. So anyway, guys, if y'all got a question, go ahead and ask. It's Man Mindset. We're chopping it up for another hour and everything. But as I was saying, let me continue going on what I'm showing you guys. See, as I said before, for a lot of you guys, that your work does speak for yourself, because you become very amazing and very intriguing to women when you have game and when you show her that you are living on a totally different mindset than the average person. Let me see this shit. I know y'all gonna get mad and jealous of this shit, but let me show y'all this. Y'all can't get mad at gang though, but let me show you this shit. Let me see. I use that shit right here. Put it right here. Guys, y'all call in. Y'all can. If you have a question, go ahead and ask. We got y'all covered. Let's see here. Let me see if I can post this up real quick. And this is our lifestyle, little sample, but it's no big deal. But this is how y'all. It doesn't matter if she got someone, because she wants a winner. Anyway, I'm sure you can tell I'm not going. Oh, my God, now my husband wants to go. That makes this inconvenient and awkward. The beach sounds fun. Did you take your dog? Always, to be clear, we're resting for not today. We are resetting for not today. Ice cream next week works. Ice cream, yeah. Have you ever been there? And everything. So that's just the excitement of a woman, just to give you all an example of when women really find a man, they really want a fucking man. It's just what it is. It's how it is, man. So let's keep going. So, but as I was saying before to y'all guys out there, that I always tell you that most guys understand. See, I always tell you, I mean, there's so many important components of yourself. Sometimes I guess, depending on how I feel, I place something above something. You know, I always sometimes put scribes over marketing team. Sometimes I put blacksmiths over detectives. You know, all these things. It just depends on the situation. But let's look at your mental gym. Because most of you guys don't even build your mindset to understand pressure. Understand there is no pressure. There is no fear. All that shit is just a lie. But a man realizes, because he is his greatest asset, that he determines, because he is his own man, and this is why he's in his own club, because that man determines the challenges he makes for himself. How he bounces back from learning, you know, a woman says, I got a boyfriend, or she's seeing somebody or whatever like that. That's not a failure or a challenge to a man. He just learns from that stuff. Okay. All right. And let's see here. Well, Jim, that's what I'm saying. It's all about, just ask your question. It's okay. You don't have to say, listen, one thing I'm trying to teach you guys, and this is a problem we all have with women. That's like you say, well, I got a question to ask, and you ask it. I'm trying to show you how to be a man and just speak up for yourself and ask your question. Don't tell me you got a question to ask the question, because this is how you operate with women. So just put that cue in there, ask your question. I got you covered, big dog. Now I got you. But what I'm saying to you guys out there listening to this thing is that you will always have trouble with relationships. And it's not the relationship with the woman. It's always a relationship with yourself. A man does not have problems with something he can easily dismiss and replace. Okay. Do you have problems with your toothbrush? Oh, wait. Do you have problems with toilet paper or toothpaste? No. When the toilet paper goes out, you replace it. When the toothpaste runs out, you replace it with another toothpaste or another brand of toothpaste. But you don't sit around running on YouTube crying and complaining, oh, the nature of the toilet paper and the fucking, yeah, we don't do that as men. We don't do that, okay? No, porn is not a destructive habit. It's just you're a destructive person that has a destructive mindset. So anything you fucking touch is going to be destructive, sir. Porn is an I do. It's not an I am, sir. So please stop making excuses for your lack of being weak, soft, and I say this with love, a bitch. So, you know, it's all good, man. It's all love. Let's see here. But it's okay. And listen, I want to say this. I'm saying this with love, okay? So please don't take this the wrong way. Please don't take this the wrong way. But I want you to stop doing this shit right here. Because when you do shit like this, you're asking for validation from other fucking people, and this is why y'all fucking lose. Keep your fucking business behind scenes and don't share that shit with anybody, man. If you've been in the hospital, okay, it's none of my fucking business, nor is it anybody else's business. But you don't need to justify what you're saying by telling us your fucking sob story, big dog. And I'm saying this with love. Y'all problem is, like a bunch of women, y'all want the whole world to fucking feel sorry for you or to say, oh, congratulations when you do this, or, oh, I'm sorry that you lost that and all this silly shit that y'all do. That's y'all's problem. Y'all want validation from everybody else except yourself. So whatever's going on with you, I hope you get that shit together, but don't put business on the street. And don't say shit to get fucking validation, man. Don't do that shit. That's where y'all fucking lose. Don't make excuses. Don't say what's going on with you because it's nobody's business. It's nobody's business. If you're doing better, that's fine. It's none of my fucking business. And listen, I say that with love. That's y'all's problem. You want everybody to fucking either feel sorry for you or pat you on the back. Listen, whatever's going on with you is your business. It's none of my business. But I'm just trying to teach you and everybody a lesson. Stop putting all your shit on the front end. Stop telling everybody. Kings do not just give all of his secrets away. That's what I'm saying, man. Keep that shit to yourself. It's all love. I'm saying that because I don't want... Listen... I understand when women do it, but you fucking guys shouldn't be doing that shit. Now, if your son or your daughter who has your seed is doing good in school, absolutely, because that's a honorary father moment. That's father shit. That's bloodline. That's being a proud father. But ain't no man should be on there saying, well, you know what, I lost my job today, and you know, it's just tough with a fucking meme, so everybody can put, you know, hang in there, be better, we wish you luck, or the motherfucker say, well, I just got married, or, you know, it's my anniversary, my woman, everybody's like, ah, congratulations. Why do you want all that shit? Why are you looking for validation through other people? Men don't give a fuck, man, because we validate ourselves. I keep telling y'all, conquering mindset. That's the difference. Let me check the lines. Lines are over. Guys, got about 44 minutes left in the show. If y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask questions. We are chopping it up, okay? That's what I'm saying, guys. We got to get off of this feminine, you know what, my life is terrible. Please feel sorry for me, or my life is going good. But it's great to share moments of being a proud father. That's totally fucking different. Because the work ethic that you put in your kids should be shared with the world, because they're going to be great members of fucking society and not like them fucking knuckleheads at that Wawa fucking stealing and shit. I mean, my fucking God. Or if Antonio Brown probably had a fucking father, he wouldn't be disrespecting Tom Brady. And I don't even like fucking the Patriots and shit. I'm just saying, dog, okay? So I just want y'all to think, man. I know. Listen, I know this shit sounds cruel and shit, but y'all are too much in the feminine, dog. Y'all like these women posting like selfies and shit, wanting validation from people, man. Hey, everybody, this is my girl's birthday. Can you wish her happy birthday? Why? Why? Okay, let me tell y'all something. A guy said that one thing to one of my clients. Guess what my client did? He fucked that bitch. Y'all know how? Because he didn't wish her a happy birthday on the front end. He started hollering her ass on the back end, put a little bit of flavor in her fucking ear, and got that motherfucking pussy. So, hey, I'm telling y'all, when y'all open that door... Y'all open that door up and you ain't no fucking man. You better be prepared to lose whatever the fuck you got. Because all this, well, congratulations and happy birthday and all that stuff and congratulate you and all that other stuff. Man. Mm-mm. Nope. You know, it's me and my girls. You know, me and my girl together. You know, it's our three-year anniversary being together. Bitch, you ain't married to her. So why the fuck are you shining a fucking relationship and not making her, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. And she blows me away. Hey, guys, it actually truly blows my cake ass away, man. It does, man. It's amazing how people think the way they think. And then they expect the world to just move and bend to your will. Doesn't work like that. The only person that can bend to your will is you. And you must set the standard. You guys can't, gentlemen, the first thing y'all supposed to do is be able to walk away from a woman. You should be, gentlemen, before you walk out that door, you should say that I should walk away. I should be able to walk away from women. Zay J says, how can I tell the difference between feminine and masculine? Because you're all about fucking goofy pills. You want some feminine ass shit. It makes you, hey, you're fucking pill shit. This is what I keep trying to tell you, dog. I keep trying to tell you where you're fucking up. And again, you're new here. So now I say this with love. Because even all that matrixy shit that you say, or talking all that pill shit that you do, it's amazing how the fourth matrix told all you dumb fuckers that that shit was fake. But they also told all you purple and green and orange and fuchsia pill motherfuckers, they said this. I didn't say this. They said it. Here's the thing about feelings, okay, Mr. Purple Pill Guy or Jay or Zay or whatever the fuck you think. Here's the thing about feelings. What is it? They're much easier to control than fucking facts. And that's why the majority of you guys are in the feminine, because you're feminine and driven by feeling. You became a pill off of somebody else's fucking feelings? Woo! Y'all motherfuckers need help. I don't know why you got in timeout, but I'm sorry you did, but what's your question? It's okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know who put you in timeout, but what's your question, sir? I'll go back and look. Don't put this man in timeout. I'm sorry, businessman. Go ahead and ask your question, sir. You got a question, go ahead and ask. I apologize for it. I'm sorry. I'll keep my eye out, but businessman, please ask your question. I apologize. See, I even said sorry. Fuck it. I bit the fucking thing. The clip you played, the king that said he conquered everything. How do you explain the value of the statement? You said the game is what you know and what you don't. Wait, what do you say? The clip you player with. What does that mean? The clip you player with? The king that said he conquered everything. Can you explain how that value statement? How that's a value statement when you say the game is what you don't know and you don't even know. That's when you're not a fuck. Okay. You just said it and you don't see it. The key word is king. okay? So the king has his hand in everything. So he knows, okay? All right? Okay? So he knows. And we, in anything he wants to know, he has counsel. Or if y'all watch House of Dragon, a hand. A hand, all right? That helps him figure things out. So what does don't even know, not know? I don't understand. You've got to ask a better question because you're all over the fucking place. Ask your question again. I don't understand what the fuck you're talking about. I understand what the fuck he's talking about. I don't understand these motherfuckers, man. But yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand what you mean by what you're saying. Because a king only cares about the affairs of a king. And what he knows is the laws that he lays for the fucking realm. So what doesn't he not know? He creates the law. So what the fuck are you talking about? I need more clarity. You're like, I don't know where your mind is at, brother. Lines are open. It's the Dean's Man Mindset. We're here chopping it up. See, gentlemen, the one thing that is really sad for you guys that, and I'll do more of a show on this tomorrow night, but do you understand that you guys right now, the biggest problem is that you got to stop giving yourself instruction. I know that sounds crazy. Now you'll be like, wait a second, wait. What do you mean stop giving myself instructions? Because all your instructions are coming from an I do perspective. So that means the instructions are coming from a weak perspective. And that's why you don't give yourself that, okay? Oh, wait. Previously, I thought the pill concept was to help men get women. No. No, man. It was a gimmick used for ignorant people to believe that by calling himself a pill or and all this stuff is ignorant ass shit. They take you away. See, if you think more about a pill than you do your last name, then that says a lot about your fucking character and why you lose, because you willingly let losers pull you away from who the fuck you are to be with a group of fucking losers. Have you ever seen Valence Singer? It's not another one you're cool to watch. It's a great. Let me see. It's on Netflix. I don't know if it's on Netflix. I've seen a lot of Viking stuff. Let's see here. But see, okay, CM. This again is why you loot. Why do you care? If I gave you the answer, which I'm not, because I don't give a fuck about the question. What is that supposed to do for you getting that answer? What? I don't want you to become a serial killer and I have to fucking be in court because I said some shit to make you want to be a Dahmer or some shit like that. I'm saying this. Why do you give a fuck? Why do you care about other men? Why? What is that? And gentlemen, if you want to be with another man, the man mindset does not discriminate or talk about any of you guys that love men. If you love men, love men. But this is not the place for you. If you think about men the way you do, dude, this is not the place for you, dog. That's like, we ain't on that feminine shit, dog. We're about men. We're about men, dog, okay? That's some feminine shit, dog. I don't understand why he would even ask that, dog. Yeah, I don't know. That's weird, man. Listen, man, and y'all gotta be careful about what y'all say on the internet, dog. That shit hits the algorithm, man. Y'all gotta be careful about that shit, man. Don't y'all know they're like words that float around that if you're saying those fucking words, that it's gonna trigger a button somewhere. I got to be careful about talking about those kind of people, man. I don't understand why he would even, why do y'all care about other men? I don't understand. I'll give you an easy example. You care more about a purple pill than you do your fucking name. There. That's why. You care more. Listen. You care more about a pill than your ancestry. You care more about a pill than your bloodline. So this is what I'm talking about. You don't even see it. You don't even see it. Okay? You don't even see it. But what they have that you don't have, why are you thinking about other men? What is thinking about other men? It's just, dude, you're in the wrong room, dog. I'm going to go ahead and excuse you, CM. Dog, you need to get to the village people room. And this ain't for you, dog. You got to get to the village because I'm not here to talk about serial killers or anything like that, man. I'm not doing that. But at what y'all guys don't understand in this thing, lines are open, but y'all don't understand is that a mentor is either bringing you towards your name or taking you away from it. And if you're busy thinking about fucking pills in your name, then you're a loser. You're a blind loser. That's why people don't realize when they're in a cult until it's too late. Because the cult makes sure that you feel like you're in a safe space. And y'all don't even see that shit until it's too late. Because that guy talking about that person, he's part of a cult, man. And yet that's why he'll never be a man. You'll never be a man. It's going to be very difficult to be a man coming from a cult, man. It's very hard for people to leave the cult leader. Like I said before, I told you I watched a show called Alice. Okay, yeah, man. Hey, Vibes, that's not on me. If he wants to talk this shit, I got rid of him. I don't give a fuck about that weird shit. What I'm saying is that I watched a show called Alice, and even I say to y'all guys out there, even slaves didn't, even when they're free, they didn't want to leave the plantation sometimes, man. You know what I mean? That's what's so crazy about y'all guys, man. A lot of people don't want to leave what they consider comfort. Even in discomfort, there's comfort that they don't want to leave. And that's where a lot of the problems come in with y'all guys. Y'all are too comfortable. Y'all, there should be always discomfort in you growing because you are technically not going with the current, gentlemen. You've got to learn how to turn around and go against the current, okay? All right? No, brother. Okay, listen. You were about to give me a fucking paragraph on some purple pill shit, okay? All right? You were about to do that, okay? And that doesn't work that way, okay? It doesn't, okay? And add A, this isn't for you. I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, but we don't play games like that. Goodbye, sir. But anyway, so what I'm saying to you, brother, is that you guys don't understand how your subconscious, something that is deeper, gets connected to hating women. All those spaces just hate women and teaches you how to hate women and get mad. You know, and like I said, we're so fucking crazy. They even teach you to hate single moms, and most of you motherfuckers come from single moms. How does that even fucking work? You see what I'm saying? Doesn't even make any sense. Dog, how hard is it to get a gay dude into your fucking house that you want to suck his dick? Fuck out of here with that gay shit. He didn't run game on them motherfuckers. He was fucking with some fruit booty motherfuckers, dog. That was some. He was fucking gay dudes, man. It's not hard to get a gay dude into your place. Fucking think that's hard? Jesus Christ, please don't bring that shit up, man. God damn. What you say when a woman texts me, why do I act? You don't do, please shut the fuck up. Please shut the fuck. Guys, let me tell y'all something. Look, listen, hold on. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. Hold on a second. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me show y'all something. Hold on a second. I don't know what I hate worse, when y'all guys talk about other men or when you fucker people show off when you ain't got no fucking game. I'm going to say this one time to you, Jay. Do not do this again or I will block you. Don't ever fucking show off again. And guys, I'm going to explain to you how I can see this motherfucker's full of shit. If this motherfucker actually acts different, he should know why he acts different, and he should be able to answer the fucking question because he's standing on what he's doing. He knows why he's doing it. He can defend it and express it. So, Jay, this is the last time. Don't ever do that again. Don't do that again. You do that again, I'm going to kick you the fuck out. I do not like you, motherfucker. I don't like you just like I don't like those guys talking about men. So this is your final warning. Never try to show off in this room. That is your fucking problem, loser. You're trying to act like you're better than everybody else. But let me tell you the truth. You're worse than everybody else because you're sitting there living a fucking lie. Because if she's asking you why you act different, you should know why the fuck it is you do what you do, dumb fuck. Fuck out of here. If you do that shit again, I'm kicking you out. Crazy, man. Doesn't make any sense. Jesus. Well, T, here's the thing, T. Here's the thing, T. This is the thing they don't tell you. So one thing they don't tell you, my brother. You know single mothers fuck faster than a regular woman? You know single mothers give the pussy up faster? And let me explain how y'all miss it because a lot of y'all guys can't read between lines. So if you look at a single mother, now I keep telling you this, I've always told you all this shit. So if you look at a single mother, from Sunday to either probably Thursday or Friday, she's got to take care of her fucking kid, clothe him, bathe him, feed him, check his homework or her homework. And well, let's back up. Before she had the kid, she had a great life where she was running game on guys, getting free meals, free drinks, and all the stuff that she met a guy that knocked her up, and she has a kid. And because she has a kid and everything, now she's got to play mom and be fucking responsible. It's like the Cinderella story. So Thursday, Friday, or Saturday, sometimes they just get sick of the dildo, and they want to feel a warm dick. And they ain't got time to go on dates and all that shit. They just need to meet a guy that can understand that, look, here's my situation. I ain't got much time. I got like a fucking 2 or 3 hour window. Let's get a room. Let's fucking, let's go about our ways. But see, what y'all do is y'all, see, you guys, or your kind, Mr. Thompson, you make it about the fucking kid when the kid has nothing to do with the woman. Her being a single mother is an I do. That's a thing she does outside of herself. That's not what she represents. But you guys are under this impression like they want you to be their fucking father or some shit, or you thirsty motherfuckers act like you want to play daddy and shit. So, no, y'all motherfuckers always talk shit about single mothers, dog. Don't try that shit. Let's see here. Catching up. Let's see here. Let's see here. Well, but wait a second. If she brings up the kid first, it's because she's telling you. Y'all, you got to be the dumbest motherfucker on the block. If I'm at a club, and then she rolls up, she starts dancing and everything. Well, you know, oh man, had a long day teaching my kids. You guys think that She wants you as a fucking dad. No. Sometimes they're telling you, look, I only have a little while to go. I don't have time to go out to dinner. I don't have time to romance me or anything like that. I just want a man that can just put my knees to my fucking shoulders, fuck the shit out of me, and go about his merry way, and let me go back to my life. Thank you, Vibes. I don't understand why they... a lot of y'all guys think that they want you at, they're looking for fathers, man. They don't, okay. You are a stranger. Why would she want to put her child in front of a man she doesn't even fucking know herself? So why would she bring up her baby to you? Not because she wants you to meet the fucking kid. But let's be honest, on the other hand, a lot of y'all guys lie and cheat the game. A lot of y'all guys pretend like you want to throw the football with the little boy. You want to have tea with the little girl because you think, well, if I can show her that I'm all about the daddy things, I'm going to sleep with her faster, okay? That's what I'm saying, man. Y'all got to wake up. Wake up. There's nothing wrong with them. See, what y'all are doing is you're looking at her I do and judging her. As men, we don't judge women. I keep telling you over here, look, I told y'all the five judgments. Judgment of self, judgment of women, judging other men, judging what other men do. When I say judging other men, you judge men on how they look. I mean, you like actually look at another man and says, wow, he looks good. All right. Look at his body. He's got muscles and pecs. I mean, anyway, and then you judge what men do and what men wear, as in, wow, look how he's dressing. He's got to get women. Y'all are too busy judging the world and yourselves, and that's why y'all losing, because of the judgments y'all make. And if you're judging a woman, you are also going to be the one to judge her for having sex with a guy and getting pregnant. All right? Y'all going to judge that woman, man. What a shame. You said, I don't know why I was so – well, no. Y'all are easy to deceive. Okay, listen. The thing is that at the end of the day, for a lot of you guys out there, but wait, excuse me. Listen, you got to understand, sir, and don't kick him out. I'll give him a warning because, you know, a lot of these guys cry for help and all this other stuff. Sir, this place, we don't look at other men. Okay, please, I don't understand. See that what I told you, a judgment of other men? Please, sir, don't judge another man, okay? That's really gay, okay? I'm sorry. This is not a gay space. If you want to judge other men, go over to those fucking manospheres and shit and do that. But over here, we're trying to teach you to think for yourself. So kindly stop saying gay things, okay? Don't kick them out. Keep them in here. But you got to stop saying gay shit, dude. This is not a gay area. And again, for all you guys that want to suck a dick, hey, do what you want to do. We just don't do that here, okay? So we're not bashing you guys that want your booty blown out by another man. We're just saying over here, we're teaching you how to be a man instead of thinking about another man, okay? So as I was saying to you, you weren't deceived. It was a choice because you were so mad, angry, and bitter at the world. You were looking for an outlet, and what happened was it's easier to blame women for all the things that go wrong in your life than to look in the mirror and say you're the fucking reason and cause for shit, okay? Let's keep going. Is it simping if I text my girl I'm smashing and that I miss her? Man, come on, dog. Now, come on, man. You know, y'all can always tell guys that ain't really fucking about the silly shit y'all say. Sad, man. Let's keep going. Let's see here. Okay. Yeah, I got a question, guys. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. We got a show tomorrow with Lucario and stuff like that, okay? Question is, he said, Steve, you said my job is I do, but facing the challenges in my job. What is your question, though? What are you talking about? But is facing the challenges. Well, in order to face the challenge, You got to believe in yourself here that you can do said challenge. And it is here where you figure out how you do said challenge. It is here, caller, I mean, not caller, but sir, it is your mind that has to know why you can handle it, to be able to defend it, to be able to stand on it, and to be able to express it. So that's where it comes in the I am. Once you believe in yourself, then the action that you perform from the I am is your I do, sir. Because whether you do it right or wrong doesn't define you for who you are, okay? Let's see here. He said, met this shorty on Instagram, had sex with her. Doing sex, she ended up doing a very stinky fart and smelled like dog food. A blocker, is that the right thing to do? This is not the right place for you, dude. Dude, come on, man. You're too old to, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. You're just too old for that shit. And you know what? You're right. So I wish you the best of luck in your endeavors, and you take care, sir. Peace. Okay, there you go. See how easy that shit is, guys? Easy, man. Easy. Gentlemen, that's not a... the thing is, y'all have to... I keep telling y'all guys, I don't think y'all understand. Being a man is an exclusive club. And what I'm showing y'all guys from all these guys out here, this is what women have to deal with. Then y'all wonder why y'all can't fucking get no relationships. 502, how can I help you, sir? What is up? 502 going once, 502 going twice. All right, take care, 502. All right, so what I'm saying is let's see here. Let me see here. He's saying, no, he's right. It's all about having game and teaching game. Get some money. Words are magical the way getting attraction. I don't know what that means. What is he? I don't understand. It's not about me being right. It's about me showing you how to be right for yourself. So you don't even, you're saying it all wrong. It's not, you don't know me to know what is right and wrong. You are here because you're having problems and issues with women and you actually need help. But instead of humbling yourself and asking for help, you just want to do feminine things like make silly jokes and stuff that shows that you are actually the problem and not the solution, buddy. That's all. 502, are you there, sir? Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
The working, can you hear me?
Yes, what's up?
Yeah, I had a question as far as when we speaking game aspect, what is the discipline factor of game?
When you're saying when you're spitting game aspect, what do you mean?
Well, not spitting game, like we, you know, as far as game goes, just in general, there's a discipline aspect of it, right?
It's not more of a discipline. It's the communication you have with yourself, sir.
Well, no, I meant this. Let me give you a scenario. Say you're dealing with a woman long term, and you're not trying to charge her.
Okay, wait, hold on, sir. You understand why that person who is dealing with the woman loses? Because a man doesn't deal with shit. He gets rid of shit that he has to deal with. So I don't, when you say deal with, that sounds like a motherfucker that's having ups and downs and shit. Men don't deal with shit. Men, okay, but yeah, you're saying deal with. So explain, okay, I guess it's your situation because we don't talk about other men. So what the fuck does that mean, dealing with?
I'm in a long-term relationship and...
But you said dealing with, so y'all are having problems. She's doing what? What is she doing? There we go. Get to the core of it. What is she doing?
Just very inconsistent.
Wait. Is she being inconsistent or is it you allowing her to be consistent and training her to be inconsistent? She's not doing anything that you're not training her to do. Let me ask you a question. Follow me on this one, big dog.
Okay.
What do you do for a living? I don't need to know the company. What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
I'm a maintenance technician.
Okay. No, it's all good. Okay. So if you are inconsistent at being a maintenance technician, do you think your job is going to give you a raise and pat you on your back? Or is your job going to bring your ass downstairs and say, look here, well, you're not performing up to your task at the job. We're going to write you up right now, and I just want to let you know this is going to be your first warning. If this continues, you will get fired. Do they do the first or the second one? Do they pat you on your back and give you a raise, or do they bring you downstairs and let you know that you're fucking up and you're not doing what you need to do?
Yeah, they, you know, they let you know you progress it till you get
right.
fired.
Right. So when your woman, like you said, is not doing what you expect her to do, then whose fault is it?
Yes, it would be my own. Well,
right,
but what I'm
right.
asking is.
Yes.
But what
yes.
now? See, what I'm asking is now, when you say as far as the job takes its steps, you know, they bring you downstairs, they talk to you. Then they write you
yes.
up, and then maybe you
yes.
get a second write-up, and then the third write-up
yes.
is termination,
yes.
right?
Yes, sir.
As far
yes, sir.
As now, when it's the woman is concerned, what would be the step of the write-up? We've already gave her the talking to, so then what is the step of the first write-up?
Tell me. You tell me.
Oh, okay.
Then there is no write-up because they ain't taking. Okay, listen. This show is not a cult because I'm not going to tell you how to think like me. I need you to learn how to think for yourself. And that means you must create a standard for not only there are a few individuals in this thing. There is your warrior that defends the standard. There is your marketing team where you've got to sell that shit to yourself and then bring it to your Senate and become law. You got to carry out these laws. So before she even your woman, you got to say what is a dismissive offense. So if she give me an example. What is she doing that you're having this problem? What is the thing she's doing, big guy?
Well, it's not really that she's doing anything. It was more so like examples of things in the past. Because what I was going across is, I guess what you just said. It was, I was trying to see how to establish these things or things to do.
Government must
sense.
Be, okay, government, a mental government must be established before you walk out that door.
Oh. Okay,
you
see,
don't
I,
just,
I was unfamiliar
okay,
with
okay.
mental government.
All right, listen, does your job wait for you to come in and then give you all the rules of the thing? They base all the rules of the job around you? Or is that shit
no.
already woven into the company? When you walk in, they're not going to change their fucking standard to buy it for you. You either going to fit
right.
the fucking mold of what they expect or you're going to get your ass out. Your problem is you don't have your standard. You're not living by a standard of saying this is what I find to be disrespectful. This is what I will give you a warning. And okay. All right, I always – are you watching this live because I want you to get your phone out? Are you watching this
yeah.
live because I want you
yeah,
to take
I'm
a photo of something? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
don't get your photo out right now. I don't want you to get your photo out now, but I want you to see how a man handles a woman in the beginning, okay? Now, I want you to look
okay.
at this right here, okay? I want you to look at this. Let me
I'm
take
looking.
This banner off real quick. I'm going to read it to you, but I want you to look at – we're at the 154 mark where you can go back and look at this, okay? This is how a standard works. I am different from any other man that you ever met or talked to. I just am. I've created my own universe. I have complete control over everything in my universe. It is full of positivity, growth, and great energy. I live in the moment, and I enjoy the hell out of every single day I wake up. Now, let me get the other one because I always fuck up. Let me get the other one. Give me a second. Give me a second. Let me get the other one. All right. Hold on. Let's get to part two. Here we go. Standard part two. And then it says this. I am very, very selective about who I allow inside my universe because I will not allow anything or anyone to ruin what I have created. So do you see how a man operates? Where he's letting her know from the get-go that you're not coming in here fucking up my shit because if I feel that you even think about fucking my shit up, you're gone. Matter of fact, if I don't like what you're doing, you're gone. If you're wasting my time, you're gone. If you're not worth my attention, you're gone. If you're not worth my respect, you're gone. And if you ain't worth a dick, you motherfucking gone. So you got to do a lot to stay. You see that?
Gotcha. So it's like I'm the company, and I need to have a code of
you're
conduct.
You're everything.
On the outline
you're the
before
company.
They even come.
You're the company. You're the building. You're the floors. You're the desk. You're the chairs. You're the elevator. You're the windows. You're all things. You're
okay.
All things. And but see, one can't believe he's all things until he learns how to believe he's all things. That's why we
right.
are a selective club, because we stand on what the fuck we are about, and we will dismiss or get rid of a woman quickly and swiftly and not miss a beat. Not one beat.
Okay. So there really is no, quote unquote, say, progressive, not saying that there's not a progressive set of discipline, but basically the discipline is either you
it is when
act
you,
right
it
accordingly
is,
within the rules.
No, caller.
Are you gone?
It is when you create it, dog. You create your standard. I don't create it for you. If I create your standard for you, we're a cult. You see what I'm saying? Then I'm like those red pill motherfuckers. I'm a cult. I'm saying
but we're one of
that
one.
You're allowed to be one of one. Right. Your own
yes.
fucking man. You're allowed to have your own fucking thoughts and do that's what I'm trying to teach you. You're allowed to do that. But see, that's what attracts women. Women love a man that says no. They cream over a motherfucker that's dismissive. But see, society doesn't tell you that shit. Society wants you to think that you got to give them flowers, apologize, and take the knee. Fuck you. I'm not doing that shit. If you're going to take someone, give someone flowers, if you're going to do something to take the knee, and you're going to call someone beautiful, sexy, and gorgeous, you better do that shit for yourself. You better take the knee for yourself. You better love yourself. I'm not laughing. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. Fuck all that shit.
Oh, yeah,
women are not beautiful. They're not sexy. They're not gorgeous. They're broken down, insecure, low self-worth individuals that slap on makeup, mascara, fucking bras, and goddamn weave to make themselves feel a little bit better for that little bit of day. They're not special until what? A man deems her to be special. But only a man can do it.
Yeah, I've seen that like in the Game Kings DVD where he says that the bitches shine because of the niggas.
Well,
like
that's what he's trying to tell you. She ain't shining unless I'm shining. And if I choose, she shine. And how bright she shines. Because it all comes down to me and the relationship I have with myself. This is no knock on women whatsoever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No knock on women.
Okay.
It's just that we operate different. We don't abuse women. We don't hit women. We don't yell at women. We don't disrespect women. We just fucking dismiss them and go on to the next one. She's not that important for me to have to lose sleep because she's acting out of order. See, if she knows that she is easily dismissed, she's going to change her tune because the only way you're going to get a game from a woman, I'm talking about her being on her A game, is that you got to be a man that's on his A game. But most of you guys are on your C game because you fall in love with makeup and shit. You see a woman with makeup and tight clothes and shit, you automatically, oh, she's beautiful. What the fuck has she done to be beautiful? What has she actually done? Oh, she's sexy. What has she done to be sexy? Oh, she's gorgeous. And again, there's no knock on them. What have they done? You know what gorgeous and sexy is? Gorgeous and sexy is when she goes to your crib and opens up your refrigerator and starts to write some notes down of the groceries that she's going to go buy to fill up your refrigerator. Sexy is when she comes over and sees that their clothes on the ground. She's going to pick them up, vacuum the floor, fucking iron some clothes, do some dishes, do some laundry, and detail your car, and go out there, grab your keys, take your car to the car wash, and wash that shit. That's fucking sexy, but what? But her putting on makeup? Fuck no. What is that?
Right. It took no effort.
that takes no effort because it's a lie. But
right.
She's got to have effort for me because I'm not like the average motherfucker. I'm the one that can take her beyond her thought. So if I can take her beyond her thought, then I'm allowed to have a higher standard. If I'm the one that's going to blow, hey, if I'm the one that knows, I'm going to get her to her core. Like, okay, you never heard of, how old are you, big guy?
40.
Okay, you never heard of sexoween, have you? In 40 years of life, you don't know, what is sexoween? You never heard of that, have you?
Not until you, to about a month ago when you first started talking
about it. Right. So wait. So in your 40 years, if you first hear from me, how many women have not heard it? All them motherfuckers haven't heard it unless one of my students do that. You see what I'm saying? Because
right,
I'm upping the ante. So if I'm upping the ante, then I'm the prize. Then I get to call the shots and make the rules. And you know what? Let her go. That we want them to go. They won't leave. We want them to go. But they just won't go. They want to stay. And they're not going to like that you have other women, but they're going to fucking accept that shit. And they're not going to raise their motherfucking voice or say anything about it. They're going to be quiet because they know if they question the king. No, listen, no one questions the king but the king. Yes, your job can ask you questions. If you get pulled over, the police officer is allowed to ask you questions. But and if you kill somebody in your court, you got to answer questions. But outside of those three things, no one is allowed to question what you do because I don't have to explain myself to any fucking body but me.
Okay.
You see the difference? Her loyalty will never be to me because she will never get close enough to be near me. Her loyalty will be to the name, to my name, not being my woman or my wife, but she's got to respect my name because that's what's on fucking the building, my name.
Oh, like it's our brand. Like the example you gave, I think Sunday on the with the Jordans. Like Jordans are just shoes, but it's his name.
Yeah, there you go, sir. You just connected the dot. Exactly. The shoe is only fucking $5 or less than $5 to make. It's the name that's placed on it that gives it the value. Okay.
Got you. Okay. So then let me ask you.
Sure.
Okay, so now back on to the where we shine, which makes her shine. So is that still back on she shines because of our name and how we move as men?
Yeah, because she's a representation of us. That's why the problem, a lot of guys have problems because they're not representing anything.
Which is how, like I was going to say, like, because I'll see, say when I go out, you know, I go to different venues, I can always see the women that are, say, with a man and how he's moving, standing next to him. She walks with her head up. But the ones that's kind of with the goofies are the lanes that kind of walk with their head down and stuff.
And that not even near the motherfucker. You can go to Walmart. Yeah. When you go to Walmart and talk, go to Walmart and look at the couples. The woman that's proud of her man going to be right up under that motherfucker, grabbing him, holding him, and touching him. But the couple that's having problem, okay, you want to know why it was easy to get some pussy from women that were in relationships? Because they told me their story. When they ain't around that motherfucker, they don't like the motherfucker, man. She tells the story.
Yeah. Hey, I get that. Like, it's like they'll be doing that. So it's like when I'm out, I see it, it's kind of like, I see it. It's like their spirits are broken. They kind of walk. They just look at the ground when they may.
No. I'm talking about. They don't break spirits. Oh, you know what? FOA. You know what? FOA. I'm probably going to grab that and do a video off of that. But no, what I'm saying is this, brother. Listen.
Okay.
A average guy doesn't break her spirit. We break their spirit. You're new, but what is the one thing I tell you to have in your when she walks in? What should she see? The spirit breaker. What is the spirit breaker to?
Lost and found box.
The lost and found box, right? Because that's a spirit breaker. because most women think that they run and shit. But as soon as she walks in your house and sees that other women have been there and she ain't the only one, and she goes and looks in that box and sees nothing but jewelry, watches, fucking bras and panties and socks and fucking women shit, it breaks her spirit because she knows that she can't run game on you. She knows you can easily get pussy. It's a spirit breaker. You break their spirit, dog, because her spirit is that she thinks she's better than you. And she thinks she can tell you what to do. And you got to follow what she wants you to follow. Fuck that. You got to break her spirit. And I'm not saying to be mean, but I'm just saying that's what I'm, 'cause listen.
Yeah, yeah.
They break your spirit with the stuff they put on. You want to know why? Because as soon as you see her, you already feel that you ain't good enough for her. So your spirit's already broken. As soon as you see a good-looking woman, first thing you think is, well, should others like a guy like me, or she likes this kind of guy, and what can I do to get you? Your spirit is broken. So ladies, don't think you don't break spirits. They do all the time. It's they're not used to having their spirit broken. What's up?
Yeah, and it's like, yeah, and they use that, the breaking our spirit with something that isn't even real, such as the hair, the makeup.
Right,
the height,
right, but you know, but they're allowed to have that. You're just blind to it because that's how you see the world outside. See, you see it as an I do. So you live outside of yourself. So you look for things outside of the woman. Okay, you know, for a lot of guys out there, they're always talking about the wall, right? They're always talking about the women hitting the wall. But here's the problem that they don't understand. We all gonna get old. And our bodies are all going to break the fuck down. It's just that theirs go a little bit faster than us. So all these guys talking shit about women, same guy's going to be wearing diapers, shitting on themselves, dick ain't going to work, losing hair. I'm not going to wish bad on y'all, but I'm just saying, people think it's just women that break down. And that's y'all's problem because y'all follow these YouTubers and motherfuckers that tell y'all, ha, 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 the woman's hit the wall. But y'all hit the wall, too. We all hit the fucking wall. Right. So, I mean, y'all got to wake up from that childish ass shit. Yeah, but I'm just saying that.
I believe that, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any other questions, sir? You good? Any other questions?
Nah, yeah, I'm good so far. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm about to end the show.
Yeah, hold on. Questions on that one?
No, it was a great question, but I'm just saying that you're saying deal with. It's just we don't deal with women. We never deal with anything below us. Why the fuck am I going to deal with or put up with? I just wish sometimes, and I do this so many times, just call them and say, just call me a bitch. No, I'm not going to do that. Can you just hang the phone up in my face? Please, one time. I just want to know how that shit feels. Can you just hang up on me. Tell me I ain't shit. Call me a bitch. Yell at me. Raise your voice outside of us fucking, but just raise your voice at me like the average person. What does it feel like? I'm not going to do that. Stop. That's our life. We don't deal with shit, though.
Yeah, okay. They never took it there aggressive or nothing with me. I've never had to deal with that. I do see it happen to people. In public.
No,
but you're dealing with.
So that's the problem. We don't deal with shit. Yeah. We handle and correct. We correct behavior. You don't deal with your dog. You correct the dog's behavior. You correct behavior. Okay.
But I can't expect them to know what's going on if I don't have a code of conduct. If I don't have a government that gives the law.
That's why the puppy will pee in your room or your floor and look at you and say, what you going to do? You going to pet me and say it's cute? Or you going to smear my face and then smack my ass and say, don't do that again? You got to train me. Women are saying train me. I'm not saying smack her and put abuse her.
I know. We ain't pimp slapping.
But I got to say that because I don't want guys to get the wrong. Because a lot of these guys are very impressionable. And they will follow what you're saying to a T.
Exactly. And that's honestly why the question that came up, but I didn't want to put it out there because I know you got some impressionable minds to do it because I was looking at I was looking at some of those old movies like Goldie and the Mac and different things like that, just kind of watching my like old movies, old classics. And I noticed that they used the quote unquote the pimp slap and things. So I said, okay, there's a certain discipline that kind of came on with game. Now I know we're not doing pimp slapping and we're not doing physical things, but I didn't want to say that because I don't want people.
It's all good. I don't talk about abusing a woman or anything like that. We don't do that.
But I don't like
you being abused by dealing with, okay? All right, honor myself. Let me grab my honor myself's question, and I got to wrap it up. But okay, but you good on your questions and everything, my brother?
Yeah, I'm good on questions, man.
Okay. All right, well, respect you. All right, thank you, sir. Great. Call in anytime, man. Thank you very much. So what do you do exactly when they don't, okay. I honor myself. I don't think you understand what I am over here. Listen. Me. Me. If her voice goes above that octave, we've got a fucking problem. She's gone. I won't dismiss a word because, you know, the first one, they always test to see what kind of man you are, but I don't argue because she knows what the deal is. She's not going to like the fact that she's on my roster. She's not going to like the fact that she's the only one, but I give her the choice to leave if she wants to go, if she wants to see other people go right ahead. I don't care. So I don't argue. I don't fight and yell. Why do that when there's too many other women that want to be with me? So if she's arguing or being smart with me, okay, because you got plans to do things, not spend. Okay, listen. I guess hopefully you're a woman. Let's say a woman. Okay. Let's say I got woman A and woman B. All right. If I'm with woman A and woman B calls me, I will pick up the phone right in front of A and let B know. Well, first off, B and A will know about each other. But I will pick up the phone and I will let B know that I'm busy and I have company. I'll talk to you later and let her go. And I would do the same thing to A. If I was spending time with B and A called me, I'm going to have company. I'll call you later. And if I got in touch with A or B and they have guys or they're doing something, get back at me. Or sometimes women will say that shit to even try to make you jealous, but it doesn't bother me. Okay, you're a guy. Okay, well, listen. If I have plans, I have fucking plans. I'm not changing. Look, this is why y'all ain't fucking. Because if you're fucking them right, they're going to say, enjoy. Guys, when you have game and you say, you know what, I'm going to go to the strip club with my boys. Your woman should say, okay, let me run to the bank and give you some dollars, fives and tens. You have a good time, and I'll see you when you get back. That's how it should be. I don't understand how y'all got a woman getting mad because you have plans. And if she's getting mad, that says a lot about who the fuck you are because you ain't checking that bad behavior. You ain't checking that bad behavior. So I'm just letting y'all know, man. Yeah, like you got to be ahead of the table. But FOA, yeah, that is in – I got to go back. Hey, FOA, where was that at? Because I kind of skimmed through House of Dragon. I got to go back and watch it. FOA, when did he say that part? Because I got to go back and grab that. Was that the beginning, middle, or the end, FOA? Was that in the beginning, middle, or end? Because I'm going to go back. Because was it when they were fucking fighting, when them little kids were having that little skirmish and shit? Real quick, FOA, when was it? Because I got to get ready to go. But when was that, FOA? Because I watched it, but I forgot that fucking statement. That's a fucking powerful statement. FOA, when was that? Beginning? I just watched the whole thing over again. Fuck it. It was in the middle? Okay. So that wasn't when they were fighting, right? Was that at the funeral? Was that during the funeral? Or was that before they started fucking? Or was that after they started fucking? That's my point of reference. Was it before she gave the pussy up to the dude? Or was it after, FOA? Then I have an idea where I'm at because I can start from the point of them fucking on the beach. So, yeah, so when him and his wife were arguing about. But wasn't they arguing? Oh, yeah, when she grabbed his hand. Yeah, I remember now, FOA, when she grabbed his hand and he snatched it away, right? That was it, right, FOA? I think I remember. When he was at the fireplace, I think I remember that shit. I'm going to grab that and make a video of that shit. I'm going to make a video of that shit, break that shit down. Okay, that, yeah. It's House of Dragon, man. Y'all gave it to it. I don't understand why y'all don't watch shows about kings, Vikings, and fucking men, dog. Y'all got to be watching these shows, man. Y'all got to be on that shit. All right, man. So, yeah, he's in front of the fireplace. I remember he was in front of the fireplace. Okay, well, guys, look, I got to get ready to go, guys. The car and I are going to have a show tomorrow. Make sure y'all join us, and we will probably continue this tomorrow night. So, guys, you have a question, get at me, themanmindset@gmail.com. I got some coaching I got to do, so I got to get the fuck on. I got coaching people, so kind of busy. But anyway, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow at 12 noon with my dog, Lucario, and we will go from there. But I will do a video on that part, dog. I'll have to grab the clip, but I'm going to do a video on that shit. We out.